Ibn Hafiz was one of the most contributing scholars in modern day time. Now we shall preview some interviews that talk about him and show what people know about him.
Ibn Nafis was born in 1213 CE in Damascus. He was educated in the Medical College Hospital, founded by Nuruddin Zinki. Apart from medicine, Ibn Nafis learned jurisprudence, literature, and theology. He thus became a renowned expert in Shafi'i school of jurisprudence, as well as a reputed physicist.
Dunya, can you please tell us what you know about Ibn Nafis?
In 1236, Ibn Nafis moved to Egypt and worked in Al-Nasari Hospital, then in Al-Mansuri Hospital, where he became chief of physicians and the Sultan's personal physician. When he died in 1800 CE, he donated his house, library, and clinic to the Mansuri Hospital.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Can you please tell us the information you know about Ibn Nafis?
The most voluminous of his books is Al-Shamil fil Tibb, which was designed to be an encyclopedia comprising 300 volumes, but it could not be completed due to his death. The manuscript is available in Damascus. His book on ophthalmology is largely an original contribution, and it's also an extant.
Thank you. Isaac, can you please tell us what do you know about Ibn Nafis?
Most of the scientists of his time were usually polymaths and involved in many different aspects. He was one of the minor portion of the scientists who were actually just involved in like one aspect, or they were like focusing on one aspect more than any other, and that was in medicine. And one of his most important books in medicine was called Al-Shamil fil Tibb, and it was like designed like now we call it some sort of like a modern encyclopedia or something, and it included like several volumes, around like 300 volumes or something, and it was an incomplete work because of his death. Therefore, he couldn't really complete it to the very end. And however, it's like the original manuscript, as it was written before his death, is still left in Damascus. He was also like one of the most important contributions that were really well known for him in medicine, because it was like a really important foundation for medicine as a whole. In biology, was like his discovery of the pulmonary circulatory, which was also discovered later on by many other modern scientists. However, the foundation was already set from the basic starts and the researches and discoveries of Ibn Nafis.
Thank you, Mariam.